Okay.
Together with the
good morning. Yeah. Okay. Firstly, welcome to those of you who are joining us. Okay. Welcome to Sanhedrin. Starting a new Masechet. It's been a long time. 175 days of Baba Batra. Now, Sanhedrin has 112 daf. I think 112 daf. It's also quite a long Masechet. Just a very quick introduction that I compiled here from between the Steindl introduction and the Art Scroll introduction, because it's worth reading the introductions, by the way. Any of you have those Gemara should read the introduction, right, on both of them. It's not usually so important to give, I think, a proper introduction. With Sanhedrin, you'll see already on Amud Bet, that it's hell of a rich in its subject matter. I mean, the first Mishnah covers, I don't know, 20 subjects. Okay, it's split into 11 prakim. Almost each perek is a different subject. Okay, the Meiri has only the Meiri splits up into about 6 different subjects, which is brought in the Art Scroll. But Steinsalt brings an expression each perek. I think it's just worth going through for 1 second. So basically, perek one is called Mamonot Dine Mamonot Beshlosha. Okay, so he's dealing essentially with Dine Mamonot. We'll see that soon the majority of this Masechet is really talking about other dinim, not necessarily mamonot, okay, maybe more capital punishment. There we speak about the judiciary, okay, judges, the objectives, etc. Chapter 2 is Kohen Gadol. We speak about the distinguished leaders, right, the status in our nation, like the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. Chapter 3 is called Zeborer, includes the makeup and structure and the procedure of the courts. Chapter 4 is Echad Dine Mamonot, which talks about the procedures which are unique, okay, to the courts of 23. We'll see that the Sanhedrin is basically comprised of a number of types of courts. You've got the Sanhedrin Gadol, which is the 71 judges sitting in Jerusalem. Then in Jerusalem as well, there were